Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first European show of the new season. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and as you can tell, I'm excited to be back. There has been lots going on all across Europe, and you're going to be hearing all about it. We're going to be speaking to Chris Williams about what's going on in the Bundesliga, Tom Williams, no relation, I believe, about what's going on in Liga. But first of all, we're going to Italy, and I'm going to speak to Connor Clancy. And there's only really one place to start, Connor. I'm a fair man, and I very much made you go through the mill when Atalanta were not doing well. So Atalanta were top of Serie A until 12 minutes before the last game when Napoli's winner took them ahead on goal difference. But 5 wins, 2 draws from 7 games. It's a dream start. And they haven't all been the toughest opponents, but a draw with Milan and then that gritty 1-0 at the Olympico surely must give you confidence that your team is back.
Yeah, it's been quite strange, right? I'm hesitant to go too big on Atalanta because, like you say, they haven't necessarily played all of the toughest opponents so far. But from 7 games, if you've played the champions from last season and a team that won a European competition last season and you're still unbeaten, I think we can say that that's a pretty good start. What's most impressive about this, though, is that absolutely nobody saw this coming because Atalanta had a really bad summer. They brought in a couple of players that people had a lot of questions about. There's the change of structure behind the scenes, which just added to the uncertainty on the curve around Bergamo as well. And they never start well. I mean, under Gasperini, they always start terribly until about the end of October. And then it's after Christmas that we see them at their best. So if they're second in the league now, Mo, the sky is the limit for Atalanta. And crucially, no Europe this season.